Okay, so let's just take a breath and bring our energies in a little bit. Let's take a breath, bring our energies in. Don't forget to ask yourself, what am I here for? What do I want? What do I want to come out of this? What do I want to come out of this? We have to set the goal at the beginning. We have to set the goal at the beginning. Take a breath, relax. Prestige, being light, knowing the right people, and an endless list of forms of nothingness that we endow with magical power. Pills, money, protective clothing, influence, prestige, being light. These things are the replacements for the love of God. All these things are cherished to ensure body identification. They are songs of praise to the ego. Don't put your faith in the worthless. It will not sustain you. Only the love of God will protect you in all circumstances. God's love for you will lift you out of every trial and raise you high above all the perceived dangers of this world into a climate of perfect peace and surety. The love of God for you will transport you into a state of mind that nothing can threaten, nothing can disturb, where nothing can intrude upon the eternal calm of the child of God. Don't put your faith in illusions. Don't put your faith in pills, money, protective clothing, influence, prestige, being light. It will fail you. Put all your faith in God's love for you. Within you, it's eternal, changeless, and forever unfailing. This is the answer to whatever confronts you today through the love of God within you. You can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort. You can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort. You can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and ensure confidence to the love of God within you. Tell yourself this often today. It's a declaration of release from fear. It's your acknowledgement of the truth about you, that you are sustained by the love of your Creator. Let that sink deep into your consciousness. Repeat it. I am sustained by the love of God. Think about it. I am sustained by the love of God. Let related thoughts come to help you to recognize the truth of what you are saying. And allow peace to flow over you like a blanket. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection. Let no idle and foolish thoughts enter to disturb your peace of mind. Don't let any idle and foolish weary thoughts enter to disturb your peace of mind. Don't let any fearful thoughts enter to disturb your peace of mind. That's the resting place. That's the resting place where God placed you forever. I am sustained by the love of God. 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 sustain you by the blood of God. You are sustained by the love of God. You are sustained by the love of God. You are sustained by the love of God. We 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 are sustained by the love of God. They are sustained by the love.
It's so good to see y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's good to see you. It's good to see me as you. Yeah. I'm getting cuter every single day. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I look out here, and if you're a reflection of me, I'm fine. You know what I'm saying? I'm a good-looking joker. I'm telling you. Because sometimes I look in the mirror and I see an imposter. You ever look in the mirror and say, get out of here, who are you?
That's not the way I recall myself looking.
We're going to be on page 366. Remember, you don't have to believe it. So since you don't have to believe it, we can come on and dive on in it. The course is going to talk about the value of deciding in advance what you want to happen. So if there's a situation in your life right now, the most important thing you could possibly do in this situation or circumstance that you have some kind of doubt in, of any kind of fear in, on page 366, is to decide in advance what you want to happen. Like, for instance, in this room today, what's going to happen in this room today is going to be whatever you want to happen.
Yeah.
If you want it to be something that you don't enjoy, you don't get something out of, then it'll be that for you. If you want to believe I don't have anything to offer and that I'm talking crazy stuff, it'll be that for you. If you want to believe that maybe there's a message that could be coming from you from something greater than you that you've been asking for, it could be that for you. If you wanted to be a place where you could join, connect, express love, feel some peace, see a connection, be around people of a like mind, then it can be that for you. If you want it to be something fearful and suspicious, it'll be that for you. So the value of deciding in advance what you want to happen is that you're going to perceive the situation that you're in as a means to make what you want happen happen. Okay. So whatever I want to happen, then the situation that I'm in is a means to make that happen. So if you want to empower yourself in any situation that you're in your life right now, tell yourself, this situation that I'm in is a way for me to make what I want to happen happen. Yeah. See, this situation was a means for you to make what you wanted to happen happen. You see what I'm saying? You took what I said and then you made what you wanted to happen happen, which was some joy and excitement and enthusiasm on your part. Because obviously that was your decision, because hardly nobody else did.